and telling you that God loves you. He has guided your history to this moment for you to hear from Anne, who has aborted 2 children, that God loves you and your baby loves you.
Coming to terms with an abortion can be very hard. A woman will realize that her baby has been killed before it had a chance to be born. Anne Lastman founded Victims of Abortion to help women to find peace and to make peace with their baby. Anne describes one personal initiative.
The most beautiful, and for me it never fails to move me, is this. Someone who has no religious belief at all, but you say to them that their baby lives with God, then the tears come. You see, they don't have a belief, but they want the baby to live with God.
And they want that baby to live.
Yes. And we do, I have a different ritual that I do with someone who says they have no religious belief. And even when they tell me that, I think one of the first things that goes is the baby. The second thing that goes is God. Because you can't, in all integrity, you can't stand before God and after having done what you've done. But so when someone has a non-religious profession, I say to them, okay, let's do something as a memorial to your daughter. And often we will plant a native tree in the bush, in the Australian bush, in where we call the dandenongs. You know the dandenongs?
Oh, the dandenongs are okay. Beautiful. Okay.
That's where we plant by a native. And I remember the first time I asked why a native in the dandenongs. And the girl said to me, because a native, even if there's a bushfire, a native will regrow. My daughter will live forever. And I also, with the help of several others, have set up a children's memorial garden in the parish grounds of a church in South Melbourne, in Australia. And we have a wall with an infant, a sculpture of an infant, and on the wall we put 3-inch by 2-inch bronze plaques with the baby's name, not aborted. Mine says, in loving memory of my son and daughter, Joseph and Miriam. Even the sparrows have found a home, a swallow its nest near your altars, O Lord. Forever loved mummy.
That's beautiful.
So that's what we, that's the last step that we do. We have the mass, the plaque, and then we have big hugs, and they go and come back if they have a blue day.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly because I have to be careful for attachment purposes, that they don't become attached to me inordinately.
Rituals and symbols are an essential aspect of finding peace.
The things that we need to do most of all is the rituals and symbols, which are totally absent within abortion.
Because just as human beings, rituals and symbols are very important.
Yes, they speak to our inner self. And within abortion, there's nothing but negative words. You can't do this. It's not a baby. Everything about an abortion spells death, actually. But the symbolic speaks of life, always. I tell you what, when I say to you, golden arches, what do you think of? McDonald's.
Yeah.
Food. We have, for example, in Rome, you'd probably think different things. You use different examples. But the symbols, when we have a funeral, there are things we do to close the story, which help us along the journey to closing. I remember going from Melbourne to Perth, NWA, where I originally come from. My best friend died, and I went to her funeral and I saw her in the coffin. And for me, seeing her well a year ago and seeing her in the coffin was very difficult. But the thing that helped me to cope was putting in her hands a flower I knew, one only, that she wanted, that she liked. For me, coping with Katrina's death meant being able to talk to her and telling her off, which is what she would have done for me.
Yes.
Closing things that we do which help us along the journey. With abortion, there's none of that. With an elective abortion, especially, because a decision is made, actively made, to terminate the life of this baby of theirs. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, I went to Sydney. I use loosely these words because I know you know, mm-hmm. having lived in Australia, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. And I spoke to gynecologists and obstetricians about abortion for fetal abnormality, and to be very careful, because these days when an ultrasound or tests are done for fetal abnormality, the very first option given is abortion. Cleft palate, abortion. Down syndrome, abortion. Everything, abortion. And what they don't seem to understand is, first of all, that it's usually very advanced, this pregnancy. The baby is very much a wanted baby. This is not an unwanted pregnancy. Mm. And what they're asking is that the parents make a decision at what moment their baby dies. And then they are left with that decision, having made that decision. Now, I've dealt with them, and it breaks marriages up. One of the girls has said to me the last thing she remembers of her 22-week baby, which was aborted because of trisomy 13, was that as she was climbing the stairs to the hospital to go and have the termination, the baby kicked strongly. And as, in fact, she said to me, Michelle said to me, "Anne, touch here, it's kicking." It wasn't kicking, but she can still feel 2 years after the abortion, as she speaks, it's almost somatic disorder, that she can feel the baby kicking 2 years after the event. And I said to these guys, these doctors, please don't offer them abortion as their first choice. Because if you don't necessarily put this option there, they may not even think about that. Don't put them into a situation where they think they're doing the right thing. Because maybe they'd be quite happy to have a Down syndrome baby. Down syndrome babies are beautiful and loving.
Incredibly loving.
Yes. And yet, when was the last time you saw in the streets a Down syndrome baby? They're not being born anymore.
They're not.
No. As I said, I spoke with these guys, and they were very gracious, but they did sort of explain that legally they have to offer that, because they then are liable to be sued. So we live in a very sad society. I don't know if you were there a couple of years ago in Australia when that woman was awarded some humongous amount of money because her abortion failed and she had a perfectly normal child, a son, and she sued the abortionist for some humongous amount of money because she had a normal child. And I think, imagine this baby, this boy, this young man, growing up thinking that first of all, mum attempted an abortion, and then she went for money.